This is the perfect time if our tech team is ready to segue into our roll call video featuring our partners all across the country. If you're ready, roll it, Maestro.
Hey, Field Team 6. I'm Mallory McMorrow, state senator from the great state of Michigan, and now the Senate Majority Whip in the first democratically controlled state Senate in 40 years. I can't thank you enough for being here.
In 2024, Field Team 6 is focusing on 11 key battleground states. Each one is important if we are to win back the House, keep a majority in the Senate, and re-elect President Biden. In many of these states, we also have a great chance to flip state legislatures and elect Democratic governors, which are our best shots at protecting and expanding abortion rights, voting rights, and so much more at the state level.
Hi, I'm Tom Hartland with California 41 Legislative District. We are facing a Republican incumbent, 32-year incumbent, who has held the seat largely because it was dominated by Republican voters. Democratic registrations lapsed. Voters stopped going to the polls. They had given up hope. But with redistricting, we now have a balance of Democrat and Republican registrations. And with the brilliance of Field Team 6, we are going after those lapsed Democrats, and we are registering them to a big win for our candidate, Will Rollins, for Congress.
Field Team 6 may be a national organization now, but it all started in California. Our founder, Jason Berlin, was part of flipping five districts from red to blue in the 2018 midterms through his work training volunteers to do partisan voter registration. That success was what led him to form Field Team 6 and go national in 2020. This year, the road to taking back the House runs straight through California. Six seats can make all the difference if we put the work in. Even though California is blue at the state level, there are plenty of districts that just need more registered Democrats to show up and vote. The pathway to taking back the House this November could also run through New York. And the next Speaker of the House is a proud New Yorker, Hakeem Jeffries. Field Team 6 played hard in New York District 3 special election. And the new Democrats we registered there helped Tom Suozzi take back George Santos' seat. Now we're organizing in six main battleground districts, doing voter registration in all of the ways. In person, phone and text banks, emails, and postcards.
Hi, my name is Triana Arnold James. I am the president of Georgia National Organization for Women. I am also a board member representing the Southern District, the national chair for the Committee on Global Feminism. And I am a proud sponsor of Field Team 6.
In 2020, Georgia Democrats shocked the world by helping elect Joe Biden and winning two U.S. Senate seats. This amazing work is being led, as always, by Black women who understand better than anyone how building progressive infrastructure can lead to change over time. This year, Georgians can re-elect Joe Biden.
I understand how to get things done for the American people.
And they can pick up seats in the state legislature. There's also a chance to flip the balance of the state Supreme Court, which will have a huge impact on cases that Trump and his ilk will surely bring when Democrats kick his ass fair and square. We need to have judges who will stand up for all Georgians, not just for the people Marjorie Taylor Greene likes.
All roads to the White House leads through Georgia. So come on and help us to do it one more time.
Hello, Field Team 6. I want to first and foremost thank everyone at this organization for the incredible work you've done to register and mobilize Democratic voters. As many of you know, the closest, most competitive Senate race in the entire country last cycle was here in Nevada, and we delivered.
Hi, I'm Angel Trinan, founder of Onward Toward Progress and proud partner with Field Team 6. Did you know you can adopt a swing state? We adopted Michigan in 2020, and in 2022, we adopted Nevada, raising over $53,000, enabling Field Team 6 to register over 27,000 new independent and Democratic voters, saving Nevada. So choose your swing state, or you can join us as we adopt Nevada once again in 2024.
Field Team 6 helped register 27,000 new blue or purple voters, helping elect Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. This year, we can build on that success and use it to help re-elect Senator Jackie Rosen and Nevada's three Democratic representatives.
Together, we will elect Democrats up and down the ballot in Nevada and across our country so we can keep making progress for our hardworking families.
Almost 5 years ago, Bob Shire and I started MA Flip PA. Our goal was to mobilize the energy and passion of volunteers in the blue bubble of Massachusetts to ensure that the 19 electoral votes of Pennsylvania, our nearest swing state, stayed in the Democratic column. Our relationship with Field Team 6 has helped us to recruit volunteers. Since 2022, our volunteers have written more than 27,000 postcards with addresses from Field Team 6.
Pennsylvania is a bellwether state. Democrats let their guard down in 2016 and Trump won. Then in 2020, when we organized and mobilized voters from Scranton to Pittsburgh, he and Giuliani decided that their best bet was a press conference at a landscaping center. Republicans can and will try to win Pennsylvania by any means necessary, but the grassroots has shown that we know how to win here too. The president comes from Scranton, and we're going to deliver for him too. We also need to re-elect Senator Bob Casey, our leading voice for public education and protecting our kids from gun violence. Pennsylvanians have just a one-seat majority in the State House of Representatives, and we can flip just 3 seats to win back the state's Senate.
We look forward to working together and continuing to work to save democracy in 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Vicki Gutowski. I'm one of the 9 core team leaders for statewide Indivisible Michigan, or SWIM. SWIM is a proud partner of Field Team 6.
You might remember me from a little video of a speech that I gave here on the Senate floor back in April of 2022 after being accused baselessly of grooming and sexualizing children.
We will not let hate win.
The response was overwhelming. Within 24 hours, more than 12 million people saw this speech. Then I opened a PAC. We raised millions of dollars and we supported Democratic candidates for state legislature all around the state. And we did the impossible. And now with women and Democrats in charge here in Michigan, we are delivering on everything from reproductive rights to climate change, to environmental policy, to financial policy, giving tax breaks to seniors, to making sure that the LGBTQ community is protected, to expanding access to the ballot, and so much more. We couldn't do any of that without voters. So you signing up today, you volunteering, you getting out there, you committing your time to registering voters is going to be the way that we move forward, because together with you, we can do anything.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
Hi, my name is Hope Warshaw. I'm based in Asheville, North Carolina. Since mid-2019, I've coordinated the efforts of a group of women who've written letters, postcards, emails, and more. We call ourselves Divas for Democracy. We're now a proud partner of Field Team 6. We get together twice a month to write postcards to women in North Carolina who live in the must-win county of Mecklenburg.
North Carolina started the civil rights movement with the Greensboro lunch counter sit-ins. They've continued that legacy by fighting for voting rights and pushing back against Republican extremism. But the first in-flight state needs your help. Their incredible governor, Roy Cooper, is term limited. So Field Team 6 is on the case to elect a new Democratic governor to help North Carolinians lead the fight. Republicans have also completely gerrymandered the congressional and state legislature maps. So there's a lot of work to do there. The Republican supermajority in Raleigh must be broken, and the goal is to register more Democrats in order to elect common sense Democrats to the State House of Representatives and the State Senate.
Come help us register Democrats in the battleground state of North Carolina.
I've been working with Field Team 6 for almost a year now. We're in the middle of a 5-year campaign to register over 600,000 new Democrat voters in the ruby red state of Tennessee to turn it solid Democrat blue. It's going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of work, but we're in it for the long haul, because every Tennessean and every American in every state deserves more.
Hi, my name is Ellie Kearns, and I'm running to represent Montana's 53rd District. As a candidate, I can partner with Field Team 6 to register more Democrats in my district with targeted messaging through free text and phone banks, email postcarding campaigns, and in-person voter drives.
Did you know Ellie Kearns is endorsed by Field Team 6 partner Run for Something? And she's not the only progressive running in Big Sky Country. Montana's Senator John Tester is not only rated the 4th most effective senator in either party, but his re-election could mean we hold the U.S. Senate. Plus, newly registered Democrats in the state offer a chance to flip one of the state's 2 U.S. House seats from red to blue. Oh, and progressive Montanans are working to get a ballot measure approved that would enshrine abortion protections into the state constitution.
Let's register Democrats and save the world together.
Hi, I'm Barry.
And I'm Sandy. And we're with Stand Indivisible, one of Field Team 6's proud Arizona partners.
Arizonans know what a close election looks like. In the last 4 years, voters elected Arizona's first Democratic governor in a generation, beating ultra-MAGA Carrie Lake, and elected the nation's coolest, out-of-this-world Senator Mark Kelly. This year, the Grand Canyon State is a central battleground for the White House, the Senate, and the House, where Field Team 6 is focusing on 3 battleground districts. Plus, we can help break the Republican supermajority in the state Supreme Court.
Please help us in Arizona to register voters who support protecting reproductive rights and our democracy.
Thank you, Field Team 6.
Hi, my name is Brenda Buchanan, and I work with the Lorain County Rural Democrats, a proud partner of Ohio's Field Team 6. And I am also running for State House Representative for District 54 because I cannot stand by and watch our schools and democracy be destroyed.
The Rural Lorain County Democratic Precinct Association is proud to have been partnered with Field Team 6 since the 2022 cycle, during which time we registered about 2,000 new voters.
Last year, Democrats and pro-choice allies won 2 statewide elections to defend abortion rights. Ohio is a pro-choice state, and the choice can't be more clear. This is especially true in the Senate, where we have a pressing need to re-elect Sherrod Brown, and where we'll work to hold 3 battleground districts and win back the House majority. Newly registered Democrats can also vote to break the Republican supermajority in the state legislature, pushing Ohio from red to purple. Oh, and there's also the chance to flip the Ohio State Supreme Court from conservative to liberal for the first time in a long time. Field Team 6 helped do exactly this in Wisconsin. Let's do it again in Ohio.
And let's keep registering Democrats and saving the world.
Hello, Field Team 6 Register Democrats Summit. It is so great to almost virtually be with everyone here. You are here for the same reason I am recording this video, a shared belief in democracy, in the idea that the Democratic Party at this moment is the one essential, critical vehicle organization to help reelect President Biden and Vice President Harris and defeat the Trumpian menace in 2024. I am joining you from the state of Wisconsin, the tipping point state in the Electoral College, one of the handful of battleground states that will determine whether we go into an absolute chaos tailspin of authoritarianism and disaster, with abortion bans and U.S. troops deployed to put down protesters and concentration camps and mass deportation, what Trump is literally promising on the campaign trail. Or we have 4 more years of a president and a vice president, an administration defined by decency, by empathy, by striving to make things better, by realism and understanding how the world actually works, that you can't snap your fingers and change everything overnight, that you have to do the work, but that if you do that work, change can happen. What we have seen with rising wages and lowering costs, with an administration that is focused relentlessly on delivering for the middle class and the working class in this country, for defending freedom. That is the change that we need. And we can get so much more of it if we elect a couple folks to the U.S. Senate and we flip the United States House and we reelect this president. And the alternative is beyond comprehension. So this work, the work that you're going to do, is so absolutely essential. This is the moment. This is the even bigger sequel to 2020. And all of us, it's all hands on deck. All of us have to do everything we can all the way through the finish line. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing, folks. Can't wait to roll up our sleeves together and get to work.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason. You can come on first.
Oh, no, that's so moving. So moving. I mean, Ben Wickler, the Wisdems, he is a god. Someone put that in the chat. And so are all the beautiful people that you highlighted and in that video.
This video that you just watched, the roll call video, was edited by volunteer Laura Shapiro. Was the voiceover was Paul Silverman, and music, sound effects, and the mix were Greg Johnson. So I wanted to shout out to them. Thank you to all of the volunteers and partners who sent in videos that were part of that. Thank you for everybody who pieced it together on the back end. Thank you to all of our partners, whether you were in the video or not, including our candidates, Ellie and et cetera. Thanks very much for watching. And I'm glad you were able to stick around and see it. And Eldridge is here from MA Flips PA. And she was on video there. She was slacking with me or texting with me earlier about when this was going to play. So I'm glad she was able to see that. Hopefully Bob Shire, her partner in crime at that organization, was also able to see it. But remember, if you missed any of this today, all of it will be recorded and will be available on our website under Summit 2024, under the resources pull-down menu. You can find all of this as recordings on YouTube and as podcasts if you want to listen to it on your dog walk. So thank you, thank you, thank you.